Hey fans, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel here at Chiefs Training Camp presented by Mosaic Life Care. Once again, we are joined by the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, as we talk about the Chiefs' upcoming preseason game against the Cincinnati Bengals on Thursday. And we talked offense yesterday. Let's talk about a couple of guys on the defensive side of the ball that, you know, we think have a big opportunity on Thursday to come out and play. I know there's a couple of guys in the defensive backfield that we're going to talk about. You know, you want to talk about a specific corner that you're looking forward to watching on Thursday.
Yeah, opportunity is the operative word here because the door's flown open for some guys. Ron Parker is getting a great opportunity. I mean, he's kind of been a journeyman around the league. The Chiefs picked him up. He was one of the Magnificent Seven, I call him, that was picked up on Labor Day weekend last year off waivers, and he made plays. I mean, he maybe made the biggest play of the Dallas Cowboy game. He had the hat trick against Tony Romo in the sack strip fumble recovery. But now he's getting a chance to play in the base package cornerback position. And we all know what Cincinnati can break the huddle with their ones. It's an outstanding wide receiver core. So how does Ron do? I mean, he's getting a great chance, and so I don't know how long he'll play, maybe first quarter, maybe into the second, but how many snaps will he get, but how will he maximize those snaps with the opportunity in Bob Sutton's defense? So we'll watch him very closely.
I think one of the things Coach Reed's talked about with those guys is positional flexibility, and you definitely have it with Parker to be able to move him around, and, you know, creativity breeds unpredictability on a defense. Yep. And you have a defensive coordinator like Bob Sutton who likes to do different things, bring pressure from different places. When you have a guy that can play inside and outside, it just adds that much more what you can do on defense.
If there's a theme to Andy Reid's entire football team and Bob Sutton's defense, it is that. I mean, you ask tackles that can play guard. You want centers that can play guard. You want guards that can play center. You want wide receivers who can block. You want tight ends that can do everything. And on the defensive side, running backs are asked to do everything. It's not like you're pigeonholed to this guy does this and that's what he's going to do. No, you're asked to do a whole bunch of different things. And same thing with the defensive side. We talk about the outside linebackers. They got a zillion things on their laundry list to do. And with the corners like a Ron Parker, you know, he can play the slot. He's shown that. But again, just base lining up outside. If Cincinnati's in a basic formation, how does he do out there playing press or zone or whatever he's asked to do? Can he win those battles early and gain some confidence?
Speaking of the defensive backfield, one guy that really stood out at practice on Monday to me was Daniel Sorensen from BYU, the undrafted rookie safety out there. Had two interceptions. He's always kind of been around the ball. One thing he talked about yesterday after practice was, you know, interceptions, they aren't physical. It's not, you know, going out and physically being able to make the play. It's mental, understanding route combinations into your area, and he feels like he's getting more comfortable with that. And then he comes out and gets a couple interceptions on Monday. You can start to see that development.
That goes back to your point, though, because this team doesn't ask its safeties just to be a big, giant, play downhill, smash guys safeties. You need to do that, but you need to have the ball skills as a corner. It's almost like they want their safeties to be corner-like, and they want their corners to be safety-like, if that makes sense. And many of their sub-packages are a combination of all that. So I think it's a great one, because Sorensen did. I was excited to see it on Monday, because he jumped the route. It wasn't like it was a bad throw or a bad route. He just jumped it and made a play like a corner is asked to make repeatedly. So if you get safeties in this offense that have cornerback skills, we've seen it with Eric Berry, his pick sixes and some of the ball skills he showed last year against Philadelphia, against Oakland, then, I mean, that's what this team requires, but that leads to wins.
Yeah. Parker, Sorensen, the rest of the defense, those guys have a big opportunity on Thursday. I know we'll be watching and we're excited for it. For KCChiefs.com, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel with voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis.
65 toss power trap.